Time for Musical Musers, and we've got a sponsor, as always, for this, don't we? I can't read this. No sponsor on my
list.
Not
today.
All right. Well, it is Musical Musers. I'm your host today, and today in Musical Musers, we're going to have a discussion. Because, as you know, the big thing being talked about in the music world, at least this past week, certainly here on The Ticket, has been AI-generated music. And all the shows have played around with it, and we've had tremendous fun listening to the creations that AI makes when we put in a very simple 175-character prompt. And it spits out a song in not too much time that is better than most of us will ever write. And it's been disturbing. It's been instructive of how powerful these tools are getting already, and we're still in the infancy of it. Well, the big major news is that major record labels filed a lawsuit in the very week that we start talking about it and using it.
What did I tell you on Friday?
Yes.
When's the first lawsuit going to happen?
Yep.
Well, it's happened. And major record labels, I think it was Universal Music Group and Sony Music Entertainment, as well as Warner Music Group and a few others, have filed copyright infringement lawsuits against Suno, which is the website that we were using, and Udio, which is Saddam Hussein's son's AI music company. And this according to the Recording Industry Association of America. Now, the complaints against those two AI companies allege that they lifted material from copyrighted songs spanning various artists, genres, and time periods to train their generative AI models. Now, Mitch Glazer, who's the chief executive of the RIAA, which is the Recording Industry Association of America, said, "The music community has embraced AI, and we are already partnering and collaborating with responsible developers to build sustainable AI tools centered on human creativity that puts artists and songwriters in charge. But we can only succeed if developers are willing to work together with us. Unlicensed services like Suno and Udio that claim it's fair to copy an artist's life's work and exploit it for their own profit without consent or pay set back the promise of genuinely innovative AI for all of us." That was Mitch Glazer, the chief executive of the recording industry. I keep getting that confused. Recording industry, yeah.
Well, yeah, in a recording studio, wouldn't you say they use AI already for pitch correction and, you know, things like that?
I don't think that's AI, but it is technology. They use it, you know, but it's not artificial intelligence that's doing the pitch correction and that. Maybe there is now if they've developed something like that. But here's the counter argument to that. And I'm not supporting one side over the other when I'm discussing this right now. Not yet. I'm not getting to my conclusion. But going through the discussion, saying that it's wrong to let AI train on music that's already out there, copyrighted music that's still in its copyright. Isn't that what musicians do?
Yes.
Yeah.
Musicians, using regular intelligence, right, not artificial intelligence, you listen to everything and you learn from it, and then you make a new creation that is based on that. You abstract certain portions of things. If you're not outright sampling it, you're certainly taking ideas and you're changing them somewhat to make a new creation. All art is based on previous art.
Yeah.
For the most part. I'm sure there had to be somebody who started art to begin with. But yeah, it's all... We all train on copyrighted material and then spit out new stuff. Is the argument that, yeah, but that's humans are allowed to do that. We don't want machines to do that. But yet machines are, this has been the same argument with the web, with just a large language models. They go through and read everything humans have written.
Right.
A lot of it copyrighted, you know. After a certain period of time, things move out of copyright and it can train on older text, but it's reading the internet and there's certain stuff on there that's copyrighted. It's learning on that. So it's a tough call as to how are we going to build these new machines that we're all going to be using without letting it train on stuff that has been made by humans that is under copyright.
And at least where it is now, I think we've appreciated the fact that AI spits out something that is catchy. Does it really spit out something that is deep, meaningful, that has a human connection to it, that, oh yeah, I see things the same way, that inspires a lot of us about music? Yes, it will do that.
Because it's training people that do it.
I'm talking about right now. I don't think it's quite there yet. We talk about the awkward phrasing that they have. And so to me, I think it's easier to draw a line of, this is cute. But once it gets to that level, then I think it's really going to be difficult to split hairs of, well, they still came up with it just like a human would.
But I've messed with ChatGPT and had it write some things. Generic. Write like an essay. Just give it a topic and have it write an essay. And it has come up with some very soulful phrases. Really? Now, I'm sure it's doing that based on other... It learns how soulful phrases work and what has the greatest impact and the greatest works.
Yeah.
So it learns it and it spits it out. So I think that certainly the lyric writing is going to only get better.
Well, I've already heard it.
We've already been in a week of this.
Yeah. I've already heard it in those Willie Mays songs you played a few days ago. There were a couple lines where I thought, wow, that's kind of, I'm almost, didn't George, you say you almost teared up on your...
In the Gunner song, yeah, Gunner there were song. A couple of phrases in there. It was like, yeah, it's pretty good.
It's already doing it.
Now, if the AI is spitting out songs that are like Huey Lewis in the News and Ray Parker Jr. type situations, or White Lines and Marvin Gaye's Estate situations, yeah, I see their argument.
Yes.
AI is spitting out something that sounds exactly like this, that we would win a lawsuit and that they are so close enough that you have a copyright infringement. But if it's just merely learning concepts on copyrighted music, that, a good chord after G is D, mm-hmm. You know, I mean, you certainly, that doesn't seem actionable to me.
Yeah, no. I agree.
So we're in an odd era of trying to understand which direction we're going to go with this, because these tools are eventually going to be used by all of us. As much as I'm uncomfortable with the direction things are going, and as many problems as I have with our reliance that we will eventually become captured by AI. And when AI gives you the suggestion of what to wear today, eat today, who you need to marry, all that all is coming. And it sounds fantastical to us. It sounds crazy that we would let an AI be the judge in a trial. But that's what's going to eventually happen.
Yes.
And we're all going to trust it, because we're all going to say, well, it's smarter than us, even if it spits out something that sounds crazy to us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the bottom line is, these songs have amused us for the past week. Most people, we get to the point where we don't care about how the sausage is made until it comes to opining on the internet. And then we'll bag on how the sausage is made, and then we'll go home and consume the sausage. That's the way these things work with our iPhones. We hate the sweatshops, but then everyone also depends on the sweatshops for all the products that we have. We hate the huge mega corporation that gives us products real cheap, and we know that it's bad for workers and everything, but yet when it's time to go on that camping trip, we run by that store and make sure we get they have Yeti coolers that are way cheaper than everybody else or whatever. We all live in that world in which we have opinions about things, but when it comes to action, we will just consume it. And I think that AI-generated music has a big future in creating hit songs to absolutely tailored to your taste, that you can even plug in and have yours and your girlfriend's name in it, and it's the greatest love song you've ever heard about your relationship.
Right. Yeah, just personalize your song. And it's funny, we already have a problem with this, and there is something about it that just doesn't seem quite right. And yet, in the music business with humans, how many songs are basically sampled?
I know.
Over the last, 40 years.
But it's sampling from other humans. It's just crossing
right,
that divide.
And we handle it legally. We say, hey, I'm going to use your hook in this.
I mean, it's uncomfortable, because you and I, as music, people who've written songs and everything, and we support songwriters. And this new technology is really scary because I think that it's just a harbinger of how much that creativity, human creativity, will be outsourced to non-humans.
Yeah. That's
what's
problem.
Scary.
Yeah. Yeah, you were not on this roundtable Friday night at Summer Chill, Gordo, but I admitted that I've already made the shift because, you know, a year ago we were discussing on the show, would you ever go see a hologram Beatles, hologram Elvis? And you guys were all for that. And I thought, no, I don't want to go see that. I want to see the real human. And for a while I've had the thought that I don't want to listen to AI music because I want to know that a human being, to what George was just saying, put a little work into that. And that makes it more meaningful to me. But then in the last week, after hearing these Willie Mays tribute songs and all these other songs,
Davies Funk song they played,
that have been great, I completely changed my mind and thought, well, if it's great, it's great. I now don't care if a human toiled for a week to write that song compared to AI toiling for 5 seconds to write that song. It doesn't really matter to me anymore. If it's good, it's good.
This quote from the Suno head of the Suno Corporation said, "Our technology is transformative. It is designed to generate completely new outputs, not to memorize or regurgitated pre-existing content." And he said that the point of this technology and the company's mission is to make it possible for everyone to make music. How is that a person making music when you just put in a prompt and it spits it out?
Yeah.
But I think that that's what we'll do because, once again, just give us the sausage. I mean,
I
wish it was different, but most people are all going to be just give me the feels. All I am is just a feel receptive machine, and I need internet and AI, whoever, to inject the feels into me.
Yeah.
Whenever I want it. And it's going to get to the point where they'll be able to do instant. We already see in the infancy stages of this where it can create videos for you as well. And we all laugh at how bad it is because it's got extra fingers or it's real weird and looks like a nightmare scape that it creates. But I've said this before. It's going to be where you and your spouse sitting at home Friday night, let's watch a movie. What do you want to watch it about? I don't know. Let's make it a spy thriller that has two female leads to make it kind of spicy that fall in love with each other and they something crazy happens at the end. And that's your prompt, and you put it in. It thinks for 10 seconds and then spits out a two-hour movie for you guys to watch, and it's going to be awesome.
I do want to say this. I don't think all of this, at least not in our lifetime, probably, will replace completely and completely eliminate real people making music, real people making movies. You'll also still always have that to choose from. AI may, over the next 10 years, produce unbelievable music. But your favorite artists, whether it's U2 or Randy Rogers or whoever you like, McMurtry, Gordo,
Carly Rae Jepsen,
they'll still also be making music, and that will also still be great, you know, if they make great music.
I just think that the chances of those musical artists, it'll be so artisanal, people who still do the human music eventually. It'll get to the point where it's like, yeah, there is a person who still makes Yeti coolers by hand in old world Switzerland or something. I don't know. But most people are going to buy the other product. I think most of us will consume the cheaper, non-artisanal art.
Well, and the topic I brought up on Summer Chill, the roundtable, this is going to trickle into the sports world, too. And you're going to have AI sporting events, AI sporting leagues.
Yes.
Competing with real humans. But the AI version may be way more entertaining.
Oh, yeah. The tackles will be so much more violent. And
and nobody's getting hurt.
Uh-huh.
And what will that do to our pro
sports? Wouldn't that be great
sports?
To eliminate CTE?
Yeah. That'll be an argument that's made.
Yeah.
And so will sports talk shows...
George is getting uncomfortable.
Will sports talk shows talk about AI, the AI Dallas fart heads?
You want to get even more uncomfortable, Giorgio? Like with my movie scenario that I gave? You put in the prompt, gives you a two-hour movie. Eventually, we won't have to watch it in real time. Eventually, we'll all have our Neuralinks. We plug up into it. We watch the generated movie, but it can give us that whole experience in accelerated time, so it only takes a second, and we've experienced a two-hour movie. So we just go blank for 1 second, then we've experienced time dilation of 2 hours, and we watch. We just experience the movie. Doesn't even have to render it on an outside screen through the mediation of our sense perception.
I don't want to live in that world.
We did.
Why? It's Michael Sam's world.
Hey, I got something next for you to listen to.
Yeah, you're promising something big.
I haven't promised anything, but you need to hear something next in the corner.
All right.